Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Woo! Man, it is good to be back here. Praise the Lord, that's right. All right, so you can open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. And I tell you, this morning, I got a chance to go sit out in the backyard, and it was nice, man. It was like perfect weather, like 63 or something like that. It was gorgeous. Loved it. And, you know, just listen to all the nature and everything. I really think for me, it's kind of when I feel closest to God is maybe in nature, man. Just seeing all the things, you know, just wildlife and plants growing. And I was thinking about today's sermon, you know, all the stuff that takes place in nature and even in our body. I mean, all the stuff that works together to produce life. And it's just a perfect design. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Just life. And so the title is soma, and that word is a Greek word, and that's what they translate into body in the Bible. It's used all through the New Testament, and so it's interesting where that's what we're going to talk about today in Ephesians is the body. And we're going to focus on one verse, and we're going to get to that in a minute, but we're going to start in verse 11 of chapter 4. So you have your Bibles open. We are in Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 11, so please stand with me, and we'll read God's word together. So Ephesians 4, starting at verse 11, it says, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, so that it builds itself up in love." Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning that we are together again as the body of Christ. Father, I know we never cease to be the body of Christ, but I just thank you for this opportunity to worship with my brothers and sisters. Father, I pray that you will be with us this morning, particularly me, Lord, that you will speak through me. Help me to speak only your truth and nothing else. And Father, for all of us that are either here physically or those that are still worshiping with us online, I pray that you be with all of us. Touch our hearts this morning, Father, that your word and your truth will not only be knowledge to our minds, but it'll transform us spiritually, that we may honor you and glorify you all of our days. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Be seated. All right, so we will focus just on 16, and the reason we're going to focus on just verse 16 is because there is so much in that one verse. It is incredible. It's a little bit different, you guys. A lot of times I fill in the blank. There is some stuff online or on the web app if you guys pull it up. But really, it's just going to go almost word by word through that verse. That's we're going to do one verse, because if we did more, you know, which y'all know I could, it would take us all day. But it is just so much in verse 16. However, verse 16 is 15 and 16 all do comprise one sentence. Only as you kind of parked on 16 there, let me just move through 15 again. It's talking, and of course, the whole thing is talking about the growth and unity of the body. It just got done. Paul just got done talking about instead of being deceived. 15, it says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way." So there's our purpose, what we should be doing. We are to grow up, and we are to grow up in every way into Him who's the head, into Christ. So there's our instructions. We know the where this sentence is going. It's talking about our growth, certainly. And, of course, it says grow up in every way. That's certainly important. But then it makes the indication to us and lets us know what many of us already know is that our head is Christ. And then we move into verse 16. And verse 16 starts off with "from whom." So as we leave this indication, which Christ is the head, We turn to the next two verses, say, from whom? And, of course, that's a proposition and letting us know that not only is Christ the head, but Christ is our source. Amen? That's what it's letting us know. So it's getting us aligned with what he's about to tell us in 16. And it says, so Christ being the head, so from whom, indicating Christ is the source. And that next thing is certainly very important, and he is the source of the whole body. So what we see in the whole body, I want to park on there for a minute, because there's a couple of different things. It's talking about this inclusiveness, and in verse 16 alone, there's three indications where Christ is letting us know about this inclusiveness. He talks about the whole body. If you read all along, it talks about every joint, and it also says each part. So all those three together in one verse, what we understand is Paul is talking about this total inclusiveness that we have within the body. Amen? So we understand this is where it's heading to. So we start thinking about that in our mind. We think about this inclusiveness. So whether you are healthy or sick, right? Whether you're a new Christian or an old Christian. Whether you're in a season on the mountaintop or whether you're in a season in the valley. Wherever you are in the church, we're here this morning, or wherever you're joining us in the church, this is talking about you. It's talking about the whole body. So we align ourselves. That's what Paul is indicating here. Christ is the head of the whole body. It is a total inclusiveness that he's leading to that he when he's trying to make these statements. So when we think about this all together, so from whom the whole body, it's absolutely talking about, it's indicating our relationship with Christ, right? He is the head, he is the source, and we are his body, right? It's like Christian 101 up in here, right? We all know this, but this is absolutely essential that we understand this is a relationship. He's indicating that relationship because what he's going to say next is important as we see how we all are aligned. Certainly we understand that Christ, we're aligned, that he is the head and he is our source. So then we move on to the next part. He talks about a relationship with Christ. Then he moves on to this next part. And he says, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. So this moves from the conversation that we, the body, have with Christ and starts focusing on the relationship we have with each other. Now, here's what I want to kind of park for a little bit, because this is important. This is really what the biggest focus of today is in this section of that sentence. Because it talks about our relationship with each other as a body of believers, as Christians, as a church. You know, oftentimes when you hear some kind of description about this, this is talking about the body. Also, Jesus had talked about, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Right? He also gives this other parable where you plant seed, right? Where the good seed is planted and the good soil it's going to grow, and where the seed's planted and bad soil is not going to grow. And then here it's talking about, Paul's talking about the body. It's talking about this relationship. Now, oftentimes when you hear those kind of texts and that kind of lesson or teaching or sermon or whatever, you automatically start thinking about growth. And certainly Paul talks about growth here as well. But here's the important part is that if you hear those kind of things and you see we're talking about the body of Christ and you only think about growth, there is a huge omission that you are missing. So I want to stop here for a minute, because while he is telling us about growth, he's given us this indication of how we are to grow in these verses when he talks about all this together. And what he's talking about is our relationship with each other is how we're supposed to grow. Let me kind of explain that a little bit. So like this morning, I told you I was sitting outside. I'm looking at nature and all the things that are growing. Well, if you guys remember science class, it talks about this ecosystem, right? We all know what an ecosystem is. See, when you sit out there and enjoy nature, if we think deeply, we kind of enjoy the things we see, but you think more deeply about it, there's a whole lot going on, right? There's all kinds of things going on. There's all kinds of the ground that it's in, all these nutrients and all this different stuff that comes together to help these plants grow. There's a tremendous amount of activity that creates and sustains this life in plants. The same thing comes with people. Inside of our bodies, we have this ecosystem, right? There's all kinds of things that happen inside of your body to help our body sustain life. It's not just what we see on the surface. Even all the way down to microscopic, there's things that are happening to help us sustain life. And so what is talking about when we see this indication, this description from Paul, we need to think to that depth. Not just on the surface, like, oh yeah, we're a body, we have a relationship with each other. No, this is talking about something way deeper. This is talking about this ecosystem in the body, right? It is talking about this total interdependence that we have as a body of Christ. Just like our natural bodies have this total interdependence, all these systems inside your body are interdependent on each other. Just like those indications when Christ talks about, I'm the vine and you're the branches. He's putting yourself in this natural setting. There's all this interdependence that takes place for a vine and branches to grow. Amen? Y'all see where I'm going at? I think it's a huge omission for us to simply think, oh, yeah, well, that means we're related to one another and we kind of do this together. No, it means way, way deeper than that. And Paul was hoping to get us way deeper than that. He's talking about this ecosystem, this interdependence, right? That we all have this role to play. We all contribute. And we have this reciprocal kind of contribution coming back to us that we grow up in this life, together. So you think, well, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure that when I read the Bible, it says, we're kind of held together by Christ. Well, that's true. We are held together by Christ. And how does he do that? He does that by us sort of our interdependence to one another. We have this cohesion that we understand when we read this. It's talking about this cohesion we have with each other. That's how we're joined together. So let me read it again. I mean, and this time, other than thinking about the growth, just hear this again and think about what it's saying about our relationship. All right? So it's talking about the whole body, and then it says, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. You guys hear that? It's absolutely talking about our relationship with each other. Not just our relationship that, hey, you know me and I know you. It's talking about the relationship that we are totally interdependent on each other for growth. And it's so this is absolutely what we're getting to. I don't know about you. So how many of you guys, just to kind of raise your hands, how many of you guys kind of like felt separated from something the last, 2 months? Was it, we've gone like 2 months? Yeah, it was horrible. Was it? It's horrible. I missed you guys. Well, here's the deal. You should have felt separated. According to this text right here, what we're reading, this relationship that we ought to have with each other, you should have felt separated from your church when you're gone. So that's why, you know, people have this sort of myth in their mind, like, well, I can do church I'll just watch online or I just listen to it. Now, that is not how this relationship works, y'all. We are called to this absolutely dependent, interdependent relationship with each other that is extremely deep. And so when you are separated from your church, you should feel this separation, right? We're talking about our backyard. Melissa's great at this. I can't do this. I'll kill everything. But I mean, so she'll find these random plants all over the... I don't know where she finds these random plants all over the yard. And she digs these things up, and she'll take and transplant them where she... You know, I guess where they should have been planted to begin with, and they look really good. And they grow. So one thing that she's taught me on is like, look, so she gathers all this dirt up around it and doesn't leave the roots exposed, and then before long, you got to put that stuff in the ground or it's going to die, right? That should be the same thing as us when we are pulled up away from our church family. We should feel like this, we're separated. And if you're out there too long, you're going to spiritually start to feel dried up and dead. That's how it's supposed to be. On the other end, if that's not how you feel when you're separated from your church, look, you need to find out why you're disconnected from your church. Maybe God's calling you to some other. I hope it's not him. I mean, hopefully this is your church. But I mean, maybe you're just not. Maybe you're holding back. I don't know, whatever it is. But I mean, if you can go like 9 weeks out of church and not feel disconnected, there's a problem. Amen. You should have felt disconnected. You should have this urgency to get back into your church. And look, I understand. Like this is kind of putting it on the line, especially some of us who've been involved with a church and gotten really hurt by that church, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. It happens. So sometimes it's kind of a hurdle. I open myself up to all these people. I got to trust them. I'm kind of giving my heart and emotions to them. But look, what I'm saying is when you read this, when you read verse 16, this description of what the body looks like, this is talking about a complete and total interdependence. So we have to understand this is the way that a body of Christ should work. And let's skip over the next what it says. What it talks about is this whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. So that tells us this indication that we are equipped as a body. So, right, so if you equip something or someone, you're giving them what they need. Amen? That's what it's talking about. So we as a body of Christ, we have been equipped. We have been given what we need. Who does the equipping? Well, Christ does the equipping through the Holy Spirit, of course. But what does that mean for us? That means that since we are a body of Christ and we have been equipped by Christ, who doesn't hold anything back and gives us exactly what we need when we need it, that means we have everything we need today to be a healthy church. How many of y'all believe that? We have every single thing we need today to be a healthy church. We have it because we've been equipped by Christ, our head. Amen? So this is what it's telling us, guys. Now look, as we grow, maybe we'll have more parts added on. Hey, that's up to the head. That's up to Christ. Maybe we will grow in numbers. Maybe that's what God wants to do with us. I don't know. Maybe he'll take parts of us and transplant us as Melissa does the plants that are out of place in the backyard. I don't know. Maybe we'll get transplanted. Maybe we'll get called on mission. Maybe some of us get called home. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, today we have everything we need to be a healthy body of Christ, because who equips us is the head, which is Christ. So there's nothing for us to wait on except the next words. When each part is working properly, we have been totally equipped. We have everything we need to be a healthy body. So what are we waiting on? Well, the next words say, when each part is working properly. It's always got to be a little bit of gotcha there with Paul, doesn't it? Well, this is it. So if y'all remember anything about chemistry, if you don't, you can Google it like I did. But no, okay, you remember in chemistry you had, so you kind of put these little compounds together, right, or science class, whatever, you know. And so the compounds kind of worked together, but then you had this one compound, right, that reactant you put in there, that everything kind of took off. Right? It went from nothing to all of a sudden this activity. Or maybe you could say a catalyst. We had a little bit. That may be actually a good explanation for this church, or not this church, church in general. You have a little bit of growth, but boy, then you put this one catalyst in there and they got a bunch of growth. Right? That's what this is talking about. It's saying, look, we have a body. We know we've been equipped, so we have everything we need, but it is waiting on each part working properly. What this means as well is that you matter. You matter to this church. Every last one of you matters to this body of believers. Regardless of what your ability is, regardless of what you think your ability is, regardless of if you are a new Christian or a baby Christian, regardless of your past, all of that does not matter. If Christ in his wisdom has made you a part of this body, then you matter to this body. And your activity matters to this body. Maybe you think that your personal relationship, well, you know, that overall, the church is pretty good. My personal relationship with God really doesn't matter. Maybe that's what goes through your head sometimes, right? I don't have to join the small group and grow like everybody else. It's okay if I sin a little bit. It's pretty, you know, I'll go to church and they're pretty good people over there. So whatever it is where you think about your personal relationship with God and how important that may or may not be and the contributions you make to this church, whether or not you show up for the things we do, whether or not you get plugged into a ministry or say, hey, or whether or not you say, do I really need to find out what God's called me to and get involved with the church and use my gifts for the church? Absolutely. And this is what tells us why. Your personal relationship, your growth, Everything about your personal relationship with God and your involvement with this church matters, because this is telling us that that's what we're waiting on. That's the catalyst. It says when each part is working properly. Each part. That's what I want you to focus on. We are this again. I've said this word a couple of times. It's such a great word, right? Ecosystem. Love that word. We are a body. We are an ecosystem. If there's one part of that body, of that ecosystem, that is not doing its job, it affects everything else. Amen? And you individually are included in that each part. So if we have everything we need as a body, we need to draw together, and each part needs to be working properly. Because when each part is working properly, what happens? Makes the body grow. So wait a minute, who makes the body grow? Is this talking about us? Well, this is a continuation of where he ended off in verse 15. He's talking about Christ. So verse 16 started off, he's giving us all explanation about the body, about us, but he's finishing up now this thing he was saying about our head, Christ, that Christ makes the body grow. When does he make the body grow? Well, when the whole body, joined and held together from every joint, which with it is equipped, when each part is working properly, then Christ makes the body grow. Right? That's exactly what it says. Not my words, exactly. We read this exactly right here. So when he's simply waiting. When each part is doing its part, when it's working properly, Christ makes the body grow. So that, here comes the purpose. So all that explanation, now we get the purpose. So because here's why so that is important. God could have done anything he wanted to design this church to grow. He could have said, look, this church will grow in limitless design, right? But he designed it this way, this interdependence we have on each other, for a reason. He's God. Amen? So he designed that way for a reason. There's a purpose for it. And it's going to tell us what the purpose is. Paul's about to tell us. So that it builds itself up in love. That is the purpose for this relationship and this interdependence we have with each other. So that we are able to build ourselves up in love. Do we depend on Christ? Absolutely. But it's waiting on us. Let me say that again. We as a church are dependent on Christ for growth, but that growth is waiting on us to do our part, each one of us. So in his wisdom, Christ, who is the head, the one who with that all things were created for him and through him, all things, Christ, the head of the church, he has set this church up so we, if we want to grow, we have this interdependence on each other, and then he will move and cause the church to grow. And I'm not talking about just growing in numbers, guys. You know, we've said this before. We're going to be as big as God wants us to be, right? Our head, Christ, is going to make us as big in numbers as he wants to be. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about our growth in spiritual growth. Now, does that spiritual growth mean we bring people in the door because we're witnessing? Absolutely. But maybe we're going to send these people right back out the door in the mission field. I don't know. I mean, that's up to our head, Christ. Amen? So growth does include numbers, absolutely. But this isn't talking about the growth in numbers. This is talking about just our spiritual growth. And our spiritual growth is going to come when we have, as a body, as a family, this total interdependence on each other. We say things like, well, if somebody in the church is going through a rough time, we feel for them and pray for them. But listen, I'm telling you, we should feel and pray for them deeply. Not just like, hey, yeah, I need to pray for my brothers and sisters at the church. No, you need to feel compassion and empathy and care for your brothers and sisters in the church. Like deeply. Like this is my family. I really want to know, are they okay? What's going on with them? How are they doing? And you should really care when you're in a small group and you notice like somebody is not coming. And conversely, if you're feeling, because look, we go through these times where we kind of feel sorry for ourselves and we're thinking, well, does anybody really care? And okay, it happens, but look, you need to snap out of it and get involved with the church. And not just suffer quietly. You should go to a brother and sister and say, hey, look, I'm struggling here. I'm suffering. and my relationship's kind of struggling. Can you pray for me? Because you need that brother. This is how it's been designed. That's your body. You need that brother or sister to help you get back on your feet so you can be healthy, because your health is important to their health and our health. Amen? So what do we do? For one, I think what you need to do is know that you matter to this body. If anything else that you hear this morning, I want you to hear that you matter. You matter here. You are a part of something in this church that's bigger than yourself. Now, we as a church are a part of the body of Christ worldwide, amen? We know that. But I'm saying in this church, at Warwick Baptist Church, if this is where God has called you to plant your roots, I'm telling you that you matter. I don't know what you thought coming in today, or what the devil may tell you when you're not here, but I am telling you, you hear me say it again and again and again, I'm telling you, I love you, and you matter. You matter to this body, and we need you here, and I need you here because you've been sent here, and this is the way the body is arranged. I need every single one of you, and we need each other. Amen? Okay, so if you don't hear anything else, hear that you matter. I think this also challenges us to find out where God has planted you. Now, that starts off with, let's be honest, has God planted you at this church? Why are you here? I hope the answer is yes. I hope all of you are here because God's planted you here at the church. But your membership to Warwick Baptist Church matters. Because if God has not called you here, there is a body of believers somewhere that is in need of you because you're not there. You all understand what I'm saying? I hope God has called you to this church. But you need to ask, Lord, is this where I'm supposed to be planted? And if the answer is no, if the answer is yes, if you're not a member, be a member and get plugged in. If the answer is no, then look, let's pray about it. Let's find out where God does have you, because a church somewhere, a body needs you. So there's one half of that is get plugged in. But also, if you want to find out where you're planted, find out where you're planted in the ministries, in the parts of this body. God has called you to something. And you may think it's insignificant, but when we read this, it is not insignificant, I'm telling you. Regardless of what God has called you to in this body, in this church, it is not insignificant. So that's what you do, is you join the body so that body can grow. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you, Lord, for this amazing word. I thank you, Lord, for your design that we are called together as a body of believers. Lord, I know that now we are separated, and this whole sermon is about us being together and being included. I know that's not possible for all of us today, but still, Father, I pray for everyone hearing this message. They understand how important and vital it is that they are a part of a body of Christ, a local church somewhere. Father, for those that feel any kind of separation, whether it's a separation because they've never accepted you in their heart, or whether it's a separation because they're no longer in church for whatever reason, or maybe it's a separation just because where they are in the church they do belong to, Father, I pray you speak to their hearts. I pray, Father, that you just let them know how important they are, how vitally important that all of us are to the body of Christ. Lord, I pray for what you have for this body at Warwick Baptist. I pray that, I know your plans are to glorify you. I know your plans are for the good. And I pray, Father, that we will glorify you in what we do. We will be a part of this kingdom activity that you are already have been doing. I pray that a church, we will together join you at what you've been doing around us. I pray that we'll be able to see out in our community and know that we need to reach them, that you've equipped us with everything we need to do so. And I pray, Father, that you'll just completely just increase the love and peace that we already have within this family and within this body. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you please stand?